You recall the price per gallon on the diesel?
Yeah, it was. I had a contract with Standard Oil, which we negotiated early when we first started mining, and the price never changed. I think it was 22 cents.
Just think.
Yeah, if the price of fuel oil had gone up like other things had, we'd been out of business a lot earlier, but fuel was real cheap. Of course, that is Fairbanks' price. It cost a little bit to haul it over.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that about it, Chris?
I think that pretty well covers.
You got a last word, Verla?
I can't think of anything original.
All right, I guess that's it. Chris, what's been of interest to me over the very many, many years, particularly way back, say, when the first prospectors really got in there, late 1890s and the 1900s and so on, how in goodness name did they ever survive those vicious mosquitoes?
Well, I've seen old timers come down from Porcupine Creek with a pack on their back, and on that they had a can tied that they stuck full of moth, and they lit it, and it was putting out a smudge right behind them, and as the mosquitoes swarm, they're always in behind you trying to grab you, and they seem to work very well. And of course, around their camps, they always kept the smudge going to chase the mosquitoes away.
That gets down to necessity as a mother of invention.
We were drilling on Chattanooga Creek, Stampy and I. We were working together, working for the FE company at that time.